بسم الله العلي من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله بسم الله العلي من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. صلوات الله وسلامه عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا، واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم ارزقنا الهدى والتقى والعفة والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة، وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين، غير ضالين ولا مضلين، ولا فاتنين ولا مفتونين. اللهم اجعلنا مفاتيحا للخير، مغاليقا للشر يا رب العالمين. اللهم فهمنا مقصد حياتنا يا رب العالمين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. بالعدل الذي ترضاه يا ربنا، وبالعدل الذي تريده إذا رضيت. اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق، وأنت خير الفاتحين. اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا، واقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. ربي ألهمني رشدي، واقني شر نفسي. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we're going to talk about da'wah invitation part 2. And maybe I'm going to go back a little bit to number 1. Just a reminder for myself and for you. I have some complaint about the tape is a little bit too long, or the session or this topic is a little bit long. And please, with all respect to all of you, ask ourselves, if I have a show, I'm willing to sit for 2 hours, 3 hours. If I have a games or a game somewhere, I'm willing to go and spend the money and effort and sit nicely and politely to watch. And even if you have delay, I still watch and wait, and I'm happy. Even if nothing happened, meaning I can be in the front of a TV 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, and even I can sacrifice my status of my body. Maybe my body need rest. Maybe I need to go to sleep. But no, I have to continue. Or the show is coming at this time, at this week. I make sure I schedule everything in my life to make sure I will be in the front of my Lord, my TV, in the right time to give complete priority and complete surrender and submission to what I like and desire. Or somebody give me an appointment, and this appointment is very important to me. Something for me, I think I will gain from it. Either business, money, treasure, pleasure, whatever I think. And I'm willing to go, spend the time and effort preparing myself. And again, sacrifice with time, money, wealth, energy, myself, for whatever topic. But my dear brother and sister in Islam, if we have a topic or something belong to Allah, all of a sudden is too much. Some people addicted even to commercial in a TV and they record it. To a meal and they willing to go far away to a certain restaurant to make sure they eat it. Or a show or a game or a play, whatever it is. Please go inside yourself and ask, is what I'm talking about is not too important for you? Or you do not receive it yet? Or the priority of your life, you know what is it? Some people complain, picture is not clear, color is not clear. Whatever it is, you made a mistake in certain words. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I'm here sharing with you a message because I feel I have a responsibility in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please, before we start, ask yourself, where is my priority? Do I know which one is more important to me? This by itself is a very important message. Ask yourself, how many times we sit in the front of the TV? How many times we watch shows and different programs on the TV? Per week, and per day, and per month? And how many times we sit in the front of an Islamic lecture or education, or even we going and try? Actually, Islamically, what I'm doing is not very encouraged. Because actually in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to sacrifice our body, our money, our time, everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, to inquire and to seek and search for knowledge. I have to go, try, work hard. Spend my time, my money, my effort, sacrifice anything to get the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some other, they do the sacrifice to give us the message in a golden plate, sometimes even for free, sometimes with a gift, just to, oh please, hear it before you die. Maybe you get benefit. For this, my dear brother and sister in Islam, let's set the priority first before we watch any one of my tapes or any another Islamic tape or lecture or anything. What is my priority? What is my intention? What I'm going to gain? What I'm going to benefit? What kind of success it will give me in this life and hereafter? What kind of pleasure? What kind of happiness? The game is out. The game is up. Who win? Who lose? I'm happy because I belong to a game. I belong to a group and they win. I'm happy. I keep calling people for the game and for the group. I wave for them. I call them. I call people to let them know. I can be for weeks over the phone with different people talking about what they did and who did what. I memorize the name of different player. I know them. I know their life. Subhanallah. Glory be to you, Allah. What they will give us? What they will benefit us? How much happiness they can do to themselves or us? My dear brother and sister in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open my heart and open your heart to where we're going, what we're doing, and for whom we're doing before it's too late. And where is the success? Where is the success? Where is the benefit? Where is the treasure? Where is the pleasure? Where is the happiness? Where is the tranquility? I'm not deceived from the topic. The topic is da'wah. But do you know, you already been invited? You already been invited? Do you know any one of the human being, either you invite her to something or you have been invited to something? Either I am engaged inviting to something, or somebody engaged invite me to something. Either I have some belief of something I invited to, or somebody has a belief of something and invite me to. Ask yourself, whom inviting me and whom I inviting them? What they invited me to and what I invited them for? And toward what is my belief of which topic, which one overwhelming me to invite to? This is a core of principle. All the time, in any given time, either you are been invited or you are in a state of inviting. Any given time, you have internal invitation. The internal invitation coming from your desire and from shaitan, the devil. You have external invitation from the community, your family, your friend, your companion, those you are with. This wise the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, he said of the meaning of Al-Mu'minu ala deena akhi, أو المرء على دين أخيه فلينظر أحدكم إلى من يخالل أو إلى من يصاحب. المرء على دين أخيه فلينظر أحدكم إلى من يصاحب أو إلى من يخالل أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said, we are as a human being according and our faith and way of life according to whom? Our companion and friend. Look to whom is your companion and friend. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah. Principle from the teacher of mankind, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Peace and blessing be upon him. I'm just setting principle and a reminder for me and you. What is the internal invitation? If my heart full of disease, loving dunya, envy, corruption, jealousy, hate, want, accumulate, arrogant, ignorant, you name it, Shaitan the devil will work very easy. And he give me invitation to whatever most topic is more desirable to me. And make me, not only he will invite me to, he will make me working to be an inviter for the same disease. By this way, first he invited me and he made me working for him, the devil. May Allah save me and save you to be a soldier of him and working an inviter to Shaitan. Do you know each one of us in any given time, either you inviter to Allah or you inviter to Shaitan? Anytime. Anytime. Ya Allah, I have to ask myself first, I am invited to Allah or I'm invited to Shaitan? I'm calling people to Allah or I'm calling people to Shaitan? But Shaitan will not tell you call people for me. He will tell you call people for dunya, for this life, to gather money, to success in this life, to build, to have, to own, to feel secure, to feel peace. And he deceive you. It's like Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tell him, Ertan, enter the garden. You will never die. You will be for it in infinity. And you will have no agony and you have no need. He give him everything. Shaitan number one, he make him forget. After he forget, he ask him. He said, no. You have to secure yourself. It's not yours. If you eat the tree, this why Allah ask you not to eat it. Because if you eat it, you will be the king of this place for infinity. Actually, Allah give him the right advice. And he command him. But what's the teaching of us from this message? First, Shaitan make us forget the message, the right one. And he start giving us his own format of his own message, the corrupted one. And after that, he keep going. My dear brother and sister in Islam, which message we follow? The message of Allah or the message of Shaitan? Think. If you have honesty, think. If you have sincerity, think. If you really think about Allah for a moment, think. Before it's too late. Whom you follow? Who you associated with? Whom is your companion and your friend? Whom you spending your time with? This is one of the main core to realize number one. If you are a person, try to realize the truth, continue with this theme. If what I'm saying is too much for you, or something wrong with it, stop it. Because this topic will not be for you. And see who is your companion, and what do you want. What is your goal? Imagine, Shaitan make you forget your goal, your duty, your job, who you are. Every single day we run back and forth to do our job. The dunya job, the one for money. And the more money we get, the more devotion to the job. After that, what will happen? We forget the job Allah gave us. And now let's go back to the main source of guidance. The main source of guidance and light to mankind until the Day of Judgment. The Quran, the Book of Allah, the pure message of Allah, the last revelation to mankind. And let's see, what is the message Allah sent? Today, because the topic is da'wah, let's go back to a little bit of the part one tape about da'wah invitation and see some of the major things I talk about it as a reminder again. I'm just setting principle and a reminder. Because before we understand what is invitation all about, we have to realize, what is it? Is it belong to me? Is me belong to a sect or a group or a jama'ah? Or invitation belong to a man or a woman, young or old? Is invitation has to be for certain Muslim with a caliber of knowledge? What is it? We will understand it. Just be patient with me. One topic at a time. And if you want to dig more, I would be happy to help you and help myself first to dig more in this topic. With the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah allow me and give me tawfiq and give me guidance and accept it from me and give me life to continue, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He is a messenger, the last messenger to mankind. And by the way, a messenger came with a book. The book for mankind. But the Prophet died after a certain amount of time. From the beginning of invitation to Islam to the time he died, may Allah be blessing him, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, approximately, according to the most report, 23 years. He received a revelation when he was 40. He died in the age of 63. Now, and he did not leave the Arabic Peninsula. But in the meantime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, we send you for mankind. How a man live in a certain location for a certain time only, and he will be sent to mankind until the Day of Judgment. White, black, yellow, red, north, east, south, whatever it is. How? Because this messenger came with a book and came with an ummah, a nation. Once you embrace Islam, and when I said embrace Islam, and I hope all of us stop in the word embracing Islam and ask ourselves, is me embracing Islam? Go to the English dictionary and find out what the meaning embracing. And ask yourself, I am embracing Islam. And once you submit and surrender to the will of the Creator, Allah, at this time, you receive the message. If you receive the message, meaning you have a duty. This duty to give the message to whom who want. Why? Because this ummah, the Muslim, Allah gives them a gift because they are the last ummah to mankind to get the job of the messenger and continue his work. Because the book will never invite himself by itself. A book always needs a messenger. Yes, we have the book. Where is the messenger? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died almost close to 1500 years ago. But the message never died, because the message in the heart of the people who believe in Allah and understand the message. And this is the invitation to Islam. We invite him to Allah. We invite him to Quran. Quran do not invite to itself. No, doesn't work this way. Allah sent messenger, and with the messenger, he sent a book or revelation. Today, when we invite other to Islam, first we give them the book. It doesn't work. First you have to invite. How you invite? With your manner, with your character, with your behavior, with your connection, with your devotion, with your desire, with your intention. You're working for Allah. You are inviter to Allah. You have a job. You have a duty. It's not 7 days a week. It's per time. It is 7 days a week. Full time. Full time. Even when you sleep, you think, oh Allah, what I can do? By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, we have to remember the job of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never died. The man died, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the gift to his message never die until the day of judgment. Only those who are successful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will choose him to carry the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remind others for it. And actually, it is a duty of every Muslim and Muslima, every Muslim male and female, young or old. Today we are in America. And we said this disbeliever. Do you know this disbeliever? What kind of duty and obligation toward them? We live in their own land. We share with their life many sources. They helping us in many ways. They respect us. And they give us what we want. You ever ask yourself, if you give them what you want, what you need, in a way Allah want it, not the way you want it? Just a reminder, everyone you're dealing with as a non-Muslim, in a day of judgment, he will ask you, and he will take your neck toward Allah, and you will be questioned what you done and what you give to this man or a woman or a neighbor or a co-worker. How much you show them Islam? How much? How much you show them the right manner and character of a Muslim? How much you take care about your neighbor? How much you take care about your co-worker? You're ready to give them gift in the Christmas. You give them flour, you give them chocolate. Even some of us try to be nice and give them alcohol, which is forbidden for us and them. and we give them the most important things he might need in this life and hereafter, the success in this life and hereafter, the savior in this life and hereafter, the mercy of Allah, the light and guidance, the pleasure of paradise. With the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow me to go to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We said in the last tape, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about his quality in Surah Al-Ahzab, Ya ayyuhal nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira. O the Messenger of Allah, we send you as shahidan, bear witness, wa mubashiran, with a glad tidings of paradise and success, wa nadhira, and a warner of hellfire and a teacher of Allah, wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'iznihi wa sirajan munira, and an inviter toward Allah with his command and his will, and a light and a candle of light. And after that, وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كثيرا كبيرا. And after that, give the Muslim, the believer, the glad tidings, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower them with a big bounty from him. Great bounty and gift. The first paragraph is belong to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a bear witness and a glad tidings and a warner. The second part is for us, for the Prophet and for us. He is a messenger and we carry the message. وَدَعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ, this is his job, inviter toward Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same surah, same chapter, Al-Ahzab. This was verse 47. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, oh you believe, fear Allah, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, and say the right word, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Many scholars said, say the right word is to invite toward Allah. Invite toward لا إله إلا الله. Say لا إله إلا الله. I said, the meaning in here, to say it, to implement it, to do it, to live it, to invite to it. يُصْلَحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ, Allah will take care about your affair and he will fix it for you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and he will forgive your sin. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, and whoever obey Allah and his messenger, he will have the great success in this life and hereafter. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue. إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَ, we have been, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give the amana, the trust, عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ, to the sky, earth and mountain, and the burden Allah, they ask Allah forgive us, we cannot carry that. The trust of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, the trust of the message of Allah, the trust of the word of Allah, they cannot. They ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive us. We cannot say no, but just forgive us. Make it easy on us, don't give it to us. فأبين أن يحملنها, وأشفقنا منها زي فير from it. وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. And a man, mankind, they carry the message. إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. Mankind always in a state of oppress and in a state of ignorance. It's a warning from Allah about the major quality we have. Oppressor and ignorant. Making mischief and ignorant of what we doing. Meaning, we have a trust and we already carry it. We like it or we don't. And the trust is a message to ourselves, to our soul, to our family, to our neighbors, to our locality, to mankind. And after that, what Allah said? ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the message will be driven and delivered, ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات. To Allah torture the hypocrite, male and female. والمشركين والمشركات. Those who are having partner with Allah, male and female. ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات. After that, Allah will give tawbah, repent to the believer among them, male and female. اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب. وكان الله غفورا رحيما. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful and most generous and most forgiving. This is a message from Allah to us. By this way, in this message is many part. Oh, you believe, fear Allah, and say the right word, the message, the trust. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. And when meaning here, many scholars said, meaning say it, meaning embrace it, live it, invite to it. If we do not do that, we might be among the hypocrite or the one who have partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another surah, Yusuf, Joseph, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. Say يا محمد, this is my way. I invite toward Allah, me and my follower. He did not say me and my companion, because if he said that, meaning the message stopped. Nobody can do message and invite toward Allah anymore. But he said, أنا ومن اتبعني. Me and anyone follow me. Is me claim I'm a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And I keep pointing finger and said, kafir, kafir, hypocrite, this and that, habida, this and that, and I'm not inviting anyone? And I'm not trying to be kind and generous to anyone? And I'm not trying to be mercy to anyone? Is this a message? Is this a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? By this way, in this verse is a very pure message. If I am the follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or I claim I am the follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have to invite to Allah, not invite to a group or a sect or ideology, to Allah, to his messenger, purely to him. Ideology and sect and groups, leave it aside. It's dangerous. You do not know We have been already divided, and we keep dividing ourselves, and we invite toward division. Oh Allah, whoever invite toward division, go back to Quran. I'm not going to talk about it now. So dangerous. And pointing finger among each other, and labels. And each one think he's in the right track, and deceive the others, and looking down to others. We are the inviter of Allah, and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the way Allah command us to do, by the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, toward Allah mercy, Allah generosity, Allah light, Allah guidance. We do not set the agenda. Allah already set the agenda, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained it. May Allah give us vision and understanding before it's too late. By this way, the message in here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, again his job, for him and whoever follow him. Ala basiratin. The scholar said ala basiratin is the wahy, the revelation, the Quran, the light of Allah. Ana wa man taba'ani. Wa subhanallah wa ma ana min al mushrikeen. And glory and praise be to Allah, and I'm not among the one who have partner with Allah, mushrik. Is a question in here. If I'm not inviting toward Allah, can I still be a Muslim and a believer? Or maybe I will be in a state of shirk and I do not know. This topic, we'll not talk about it now, because people maybe, you know, will make a big fuss about it. But ask yourself, if you do not invite toward Allah, and you think about Allah, and you obey Allah, and your life toward Allah, and you become really submit to Allah, you think you will not have no partner? Ask yourself and go to Quran, you will understand it. It's a partner of love, partner of purity, like what we said in the beginning. Just ask yourself, may Allah save us. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 165, He gives us another message from Him. I'm just going to read Quran to give you different verses to explain where we are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا نَسَوْا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When they forgot what they had been remembered with. أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ. We will save those who are seeking and helping other from going in a straight path, meaning the one who invite toward Allah. وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا بَعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. And after that, we torture the one who are oppressor by very, very severe torture, because they were fasiq, they were committing mischief. Do you know what this meaning? If I'm not engaging of correcting myself and correcting other, I cannot be among the one who Allah will save them. And there's many evidence in Quran about this topic, we're going to go through it. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anfal, He said of the meaning of verse 1 and 2, actually the second part of verse 1 and part piece of part 2. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. And correct what between you and each other. and straight what between you and each other. Today, we won't help each other finance. We won't help each other to have a good job. We won't help each other to get a nice clothing. We won't help each other to have good food. We won't help each other to have fun. What about helping each other to go to Allah? Which one is more important? Do you know, is actually an obligation and a quality of the believer? وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. As almost some scholars consider it a command. It's a command by Allah. It's straight what between you and each other. Helping one among each other. Helping each other in a straight path is a command, is an advice from Allah, the one we claim, we believe in Him. Is this advice, we take it slightly? Imagine if you see some kids playing with a cat and they put it in fire. And they torture the cat. You will helping them to continue, or you go back and just like don't see nothing, or you try to stop them and try to save the cat. What about our mother, brother, sister, neighbors, relative, friend, Muslim and non-Muslim? They might die tonight and go to hellfire. What I done for them? How much I think about them, how much I call Allah to do something for them, how much I remind them nicely about Allah, even by one word, even by one action, or one manner, or one generosity, or one behavior. Think, may Allah open our heart to remember. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He advised us, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. And obey Allah and His Messenger if you are a believer. If you are a believer. Obey Allah and His Messenger if you are a believer. Or the topic. That's the topic we like. And we do not obey Him in a topic we dislike. Today we pick and choose and we tailor our own religion and our own deen and our way of life. It will never be. A believer do not tailor his own life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tailor our own life already by His own command and by the teaching of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The believer, only the believer, the one, if they remember the name of Allah and the word of Allah, the heart will tremble. They will feel close to Allah. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُمْ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And if you recite the verses of Quran over them, it will increase their belief and faith. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they have faith in Allah and they rely completely in Allah in all their affairs. This is the quality of the believer. Now we go back to one of the most, I consider it one of the most beautiful, sophisticated message belong to da'wah. And is a very dangerous, if we take it seriously, to us. And we ask ourselves where we are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Hud, verse 112 to 117, Surah Hud, chapter of Hud alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and according to some report, this some of the verses, or one of the verse, makes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam have white hair overnight. Meaning overnight, So Prophet ﷺ have gray hair in his beard and his head. From one verse. What is a verse? فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمَرْتَ. Steadfast the way I command you. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we hear an advice from Allah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means advice to us and mankind all together. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمَرْتَ. Steadfast the way I command you. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. And whoever with you and follow you and repent to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the companion. وَلَا تَضْغَوْ. And do not be oppressor and increase in a wrong way. إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. He is seeing and knowing all what you're doing. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And don't get closer and imitate those who are oppressor and oppressing to themselves. فَتَمَسُّكُمُ النَّارِ. The hellfire will touch you if you do so. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءِ. If you do so, you will have nobody to help you from Allah. ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. After that, you will never have victory. And in here, victory has a lot of meaning. Internal victory, victory against yourself, versus against shaitan, the devil, victory against the bad companion, victory against darkness. Because if Allah will not be your wali and will not be your guide, who will be your guide? It's a very dangerous message. And everybody will be against you, and you will never have victory over nobody, even yourself. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continues the advice. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلْفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. Keep doing salah and make salah towards the day and night. إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات. Because good deed will erase the bad deed. ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين. This is a reminder to those who remember Allah. And we have to stop in here. This is a reminder not to the people addicted to TV. This is not a reminder for those who are addicted to their desire. This is a reminder for only the one who remember Allah. Be careful. Think you will not receive the message until you remember Allah day and night, in all time, in all ways. Wasbir. After that, be patient. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not erase and do not look over the good deed. No. Allah, He wants to make us sure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He always accounts everything and He will not override anything, even small or big. After that, one of the big advice, فَلَوْلَا كَانَ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And if the nation and people before you, if they not أُلُو بَقِيَّةٍ, a small amount of them, يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, they were engaging of correcting people and helping them to the straight path and stopping mischief and oppressor. إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّنْ أَنْجَيْنَا مِنْهُمْ. Except a small amount of those who was engaged in working for me, Allah. These are the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called in the time of Allah sending His torture. These are the only people Allah will save. وَاتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا أُتْرِفُوا فِيهِ. and those who are oppressor to themselves, and he was following their own desire and other. وَكَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. These people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he puts them in the mujrimeen. Mujrimeen meaning a criminal. A criminal. Very bad people. Meaning now is two only kind of people Allah talk to us in these two verses. People who working for Allah, inviting others, and try to stop the bad deed by inviting toward good, or people follow the desire. And this is people who follow the desire will be punished with the rest of others, like them exactly, identical. And only Allah save those who are working for Allah, trying to save themselves and others. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue by saying, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ يُهْلِكَ الْقُرَىٰ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not destroy any villages بِظُلْمٍ, with some kind of oppression, an oppressor. وَأَهْلُهَا مُصْلِحُونَ. And their people is engaged in inviting and correcting and helping others. In here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Arabic said مُصْلِحُونَ. He did not say salihun. Meaning, if you are a pious person and a good person is not enough, you would be tutshar among the others. But you have to be pious to yourself and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, good to yourself and good to other, and spread goodness and prevent other from doing bad deed by kindness and by spreading the goodness and the message. According to many scholars, they agree. In a time of corruption, no one will be saved unless you are engaged in of correcting. To be pious and be good to yourself is not enough. And we have an evidence from Quran, that we say, and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's many a hadith about that. You will find it in a topic of Islah Dhat al-Bayn. Amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi al-munkar, commanding what is right, forbid what is evil, is overwhelming amount of a hadith. And even we have hadith Qudsi of the meaning of when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding angel Jibreel or another angel to destroy a village, the angel came back to Allah and said, Ya Allah, I find a worshipper. He never disobeyed you even one time. He said, Oh angel, take him first. Destroy him first. He said, Why, Ya Allah? He said, He used to see my sins and his face will not change. By this way, is many evidence from Quran and Sunnah. Is if we do not engage of correcting, we will be tutshar first. We will be tutshar first. And only those who are engaged of correcting, these are one Allah will save them. I'm just going with you toward all the evidence from Quran and Sunnah about the importance of inviting toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path. I can share with you many hadith, but some people might say this hadith is daif, is a weak hadith. By this way, I can tell you many topics in many books, and you go and read. It's overwhelming amount of hadith about this topic. This topic, again, you can find it in Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi al Munkar. Meaning, command what is right and forbid what is evil. You find it in Riyad al-Salihin, Shikayat al-Masadiyah, any another book. is many, many overwhelming books about this topic. Read the amount of ahadith has been reported. I do not give you everything. I give you just small amount. You will read it in a brotherhood, believe it or not. And the fixing and helping one another, you will find many ahadith belong to that. You will find it in the topic with those who will get the curse of Allah. Because people will be cursed if they will not invite toward Allah. Meaning, to be good to myself is not enough. I have to be good to myself and good to others and benefit to others. Because a Muslim is not a selfish or a greed. If Allah wants us to spend from our money and wealth, what about the message? My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, now it comes to my heart, some people might say, oh, but I do not have the quality. I do not have the money. I do not have the knowledge. I do not want to be a hypocrite. How I invite towards something and I'm not having it? Invite. Because invitation by itself, it will prevent you from other to inviting you. If you set the intention, just set the intention, the rest in the hand of Allah. You only own one thing. To set the intention, oh Allah, allow me to work for you and do not make me working with shaitan. Oh Allah, make me inviter of goods, inviter to you and to your path only, ya Allah, by your teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you keep doing that, Allah inshaAllah will accept and He will show you the way. And if you do not have it, later on, little by little, if you sincere person, if I invite you towards something, and I go back, and I won't do the opposite, I said, oh Allah, I do not want to be hypocrite. I'm weak, but I do not want to be hypocrite. Oh Allah, save me. Or I tell you, oh so and so, I'm inviting you, but don't look at me as Mr. Right. I'm a human being. I'm just an inviter. I'm trying, and this is the truth. This is me. I'm not Mr. Perfect. I'm too far. Nobody will be perfect. Only perfect is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I'm just trying. I have a lot of faults. I have a lot of sins. Allah only knows. Because we're not doing our job. All of us in a state of sins, but we do not see it. May Allah save us. But doesn't mean to make me stop. No, it's encouraging me more. At least it will save me. By this way, do not let shaitan let you stop. And say, I'm not ready yet. Call Allah. Allah will open. And to understand this topic, again, let's go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said something very beautiful in the Quran. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم دي سورة إبراهيم شابتر إبراهيم عليه السلام verse 24 ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا did you not see how Allah will set an example كلمة طيبة the right word the beautiful word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He talk about here لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Most of the scholars agree about that. كشجرة طيبة. The message of Allah. لا إله إلا الله. Like a beautiful tree. A good tree. A kind tree. أصلها ثابت. It is really tight in the ground. Has a good roots. وفرعها في السماء. And the branches of it in the sky. Many scholars give beautiful example. One of the beautiful example I want to share to you with you. The roots of the tree is the heart of the believer. Because the heart of the believer has the iman. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ and the branches reaching toward Allah in the sky, in heavens. تُؤْتِي أُكُلُهَا كُلَّ حِينَ. It will give their fruits once in a while. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. With the command of her Lord, Allah. What this meaning, my brother and sister? The tree did not give the fruit according to its own time. The fruit coming in the time Allah permit. And let the people eat from it in the time Allah permit. What this meaning? Meaning, I have to work in my roots and try to reach, and the fruit Allah will give me. And he will let other eat from it in the way he want, in the time he want. This is La ilaha illallah, like a beautiful tree. The roots of it deep in the ground. The more the roots go deep, the more the tree is strong. No insect, no animal, no rotten can eat the roots. I'm going to throw this again, insha'Allah, very slowly, but to continue the verse. وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَ. And the bad word, any word does not belong to Allah, is a كَلِمَةٌ خَبِيثَ. Very bad word, dirty word, not benefit. كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَ. Like a bad tree, اجتثت من فوق الأرض, has been lifted from the ground. ما لها من قرار, has no any roots. Subhanallah. Meaning, if you do not have La ilaha illallah, you have no roots. Easy to be destroyed in any given time. Wind will take you out. Animal will take you out. Insect will take you out. There's an example from Allah. Go back to Quran, read it again. Maybe my translation is not good enough. Ask Allah to give you wisdom. What it mean? And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make those, the believer, steadfast with the right word, La ilaha illallah. في الحياة الدنيا, in this life, وفي الآخرة, and the hereafter. Scholars agree about this verse. Whoever live with La ilaha illallah, Allah will make him steadfast with La ilaha illallah. He will make him die with La ilaha illallah. He make him resurrected, inshallah, with La ilaha illallah, because it is a work of Allah. Whoever worked for Allah, whoever tried to hold tight and steadfast with La ilaha illallah, it is the job of Allah to give him the tasbih, to give him the steadfast, is from Allah. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended up the verse, وَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy the oppressor one. وَيَفَعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. And Allah do whatever He wants. وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. And Allah do whatever He wants. Do we understand it? Allah is the doer, not us. Now let me share with you, one of the scholars, he explains this verse beautifully. He said the roots of the mu'min, the belief, located in the heart. If the belief is strong, the fara'id, the obligation is strong. If the obligation is strong and you steadfast, the nawafil and sunan, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the nawafil and the extra, you will steadfast with it. And when we mean sunnah in here, I do not mean two rak'ah and two rak'ah. No, the sunnah in the time of salah, before salah, with your manner, with your behavior, with your conduct, with the way you dress, with the way you eat, with the way you behave, with the way you think. By this way, we have the iman in the heart, number one. If it's strong, the fara'id is strong, the obligation is strong. If the obligation is strong, meaning the nawafil and sunan is strong. Number three, if the nawafil and sunan is strong, meaning mu'amalat and mu'asharat is strong, dealing with each other is very nice and kind. And if mu'amalat and mu'asharat is strong, when we deal with each other, is very strong and very good, meaning akhlaq is very good. Our akhlaq and manner and behavior and adab is very good. If we have akhlaq is very good, Allah will give us the fruit. You see, Allah will give us the fruit, and Allah will allow people to eat from the fruit in the time He wants. This why, if you want to work as an inviter, what you do? You go back to what Allah wants, the roots. You try to really work in your root. Once you work in your roots and you make it strong, which is your iman, your fara'id, your obligation will come very good, strong. What I mean is strong, meaning you're doing it with devotion and concentration to Allah, with happiness and beauty and pleasure. Because you want to build your tree. Your obligation is your trunk. Once you build your trunk, now you're building the branches. Is your sunan, your nawafil. In every aspect in your life, if you build that, now you're building your relationship with others. Mother, father, brother, sister, neighbors, everybody. So you see your manner, your conduct. Your sunnah is not only in a book or two rak'ah and be two rak'ah. You see how we elevated? The more you elevated it, go to your outside. You ever see a good tree with bad branches and bad leaves? And if we try to work in our behavior and our conduct outside, meaning the leaves in a good health, which is akhlaq and manner. Once the tree in good health, meaning the tree is decorated, it looks so lovely. Now the fruits is coming from Allah. Now people will be attracted to this tree, attracted to the fruit, because you look, a healthy, beauty, very pretty tree. The fruit is very pretty. It looks nice. It smells nice. It looks healthy. Everybody wants to grab from it. And this is what happened to the companion. People used to come to them and said, we want to be like you. We want to imitate you. We want to get of your fruits. The companion used to say, we can give you the tree. Say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, embrace Islam, truthfully with devotion and concentration to Allah, you will get the whole tree. And later on, Allah will give you the fruit. By this way, the fruit from Allah. He put it in a tree in the time He wants. And He will send the human being and animal and everybody and bird to eat from the tree. By this way, the tree will be benefit to everybody, even the leaves, because it will give shades. It's a beautiful tree. Asluha thabit. The roots are strong and tight in the ground. Wafaruha fi sama. And the branches toward Allah in the sky, تُؤْتِي أُكُلُهَا كُلَّ حِينَ. It will produce their fruits once in a while, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, with the word of Allah, in the time Allah wanted, Not the time I want it. My dear brother and sister, in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to understand what is the message? What is my duty? Oh Allah, give us vision before it's too late. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put in my word barakah and put light and make other benefit from it and make me first benefit from it and make it witness to me, not against me in this life and hereafter. Oh Allah, do you know, my brother and sister in Islam, one scholar was sitting and giving tafsir of Surah Yasin, chapter Yasin, when he came to a verse, it said, "Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mawta." We bring life from death. Wa naktubu ma qaddamu, and we write what they have been doing. Wa atharahum, and their signs. He start crying. He start crying. Ya Allah, do we know what we're doing? What is our sign in this earth? What we left? Where we walk, the earth will be witness to us or against us. Who we dealing with will witness to us or against us. Even bird, animal, believer, non-believer, anyone. The sky, the earth, the bird, the air, the dust, the trees, mountain. Everything will be witness to us or against us according to what we're doing and whom we're working for. My dear brother and sister in Islam, are we working for Allah or are we working for shaitan? Are we inviting other toward Allah or are we inviting other toward shaitan? Are we allowing other to invite us toward Allah? Or are we allowing other to invite us toward shaitan? This is the beginning of da'wah, invitation. It's first to realize who we are, what we're doing, and whom we're doing it for, and what state we are living at. Me, not others. Don't keep pointing finger at other. An inviter cannot pointing finger to other. An inviter pointing finger to himself first. I have a duty. I have a duty, what I'm doing. I have no time to pointing finger. Because if I die, I will be questioned about what I'm doing, not what you're doing. How much I work on my tree, how much I work in my trunk, my roots, my branches, how much I work in my leaves, how much I call Allah to give me the fruits. The fruits we give it only by Allah, in a time Allah wants. Oh Allah, shower us with your mercy, Ya Allah. Give us light and vision, Ya Allah. Educate us and open our heart to what benefit to us in this life and the hereafter, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us guider to other and guider to ourselves by your will, Ya Allah. And don't make us stray and invite her to the straight path, Ya Allah. Make us working for you, Ya Allah, and don't make us working for Shaitan, Ya Allah. Decorate us, Ya Allah, with manner and behavior and good conduct and adab and akhlaq. Decorate us with the right character, Ya Allah, the one you like and you be pleased with, Ya Allah. And let others see us only in the way you like it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us remember our duty. Make us remember who we are and where we're going. Make this land witness to us or not against us. Allow everything in our life to witness to us, not against us. Make us reach toward you, Ya Allah. Make us invite her toward you, Ya Allah. Make us only glory you, Ya Allah. Make us slave only toward you, Ya Allah. Make us submission and submit only toward you, Ya Allah. Make us surrender only toward you, Ya Allah. Make us rely only on you, Ya Allah. Make us do not rely on no one except you, Ya Allah. Make us love you only, Ya Allah. And love those who love you. And make others love you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us fear only you, Ya Allah. And fear your tutor, Ya Allah. And fear your plot and plan, Ya Allah. Your makr, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, don't make us among the loser, Ya Allah. The one who lose themselves and their family, Ya Allah. And they are the most and ultimate loser in this life and hereafter, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us a success in this life and hereafter, Ya Allah. By make us live with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, haqqan wa sidqan wa yaqinan wa da'watan wa tabliğan, Ya Rabbil Alameen. With the truth of it, and with the implementing of it, with steadfast of it, and with inviting toward it, and with carrying it with the truth of it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, without your tawfiq and your ability, we cannot do it. Oh Allah, oh Allah, we call you, Ya Allah. Make us only working for you, Ya Allah. By your will, Ya Allah. By your generosity, Ya Allah. By your fadl, Ya Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, let's work in the roads. Let's work in the trunk. Let's work in the branches. Let's work in the fruit. Let's work in the leaves. And let's call Allah to give us a fruit. And the fruit to Allah accept us as an inviter. And carry our word and give it to other and benefit other with it. And make us inviter to La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى واهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الانس والجان اجمعين اللهم اجعلنا هادين مبتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين ولا فاتنين ولا مفتونين اللهم اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنه حبيبك المصطفى وانت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أول يا آخر يا ظاهر يا باطن وأنت على كل شيء قدير يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا الله يا هادي يا الله يا نور يا الله يا وهاب يا الله يا قادر يا قدير يا مقتدر يا الله اللهم إنا نسألك بأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها وباسمك الأعظم الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت اللهم تقبل منا اللهم تقبل منا اللهم تقبل منا خالصا لوجهك الكريم وتب علينا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين وعلى آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأجدادنا وأعمامنا وأخوالنا ولكل من لهم حق علينا من الأحياء والأموات وكل من علمنا خيرا يا رب العالمين اللهم تب علينا وعليهم اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم ارزقنا سعادة الدارين وكفاية همهما اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يتثبتهم يا رب العالمين على القول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا والآخرة بلا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله حقا وصدقا ويقينا ودعوة وتبليغا بإذنك وبرضاك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين، وعلى نهج حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من غير تحريف ولا تبديل ولا بدعة يا رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، وجزاكم الله كل خير، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، ونفوض أمرنا إلى الله، إن الله بصير بالعباد. صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.